Thank you very much. Was Hurricane Sandy the breaking point for the debate on global warming? And how much of Sandy's disaster can be contributed, or attributed rather, to climate change? For more on the controversial topic, we turn to Professor Raghu Murtugudi from the University of Maryland's Earth Science System. He's a professor of atmospheric and oceanic science. Thanks for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Sandy. I know that we cannot attribute any one storm solely to global warming or climate change, but as a scientist, are you concerned about the warming of the ocean, the melting of the ice caps and that kind of thing, and the effect it's beginning to have on our environment?
The question now is really not whether each weather event is caused by global warming, but to remember that the climate has warmed and the weather would form anyway, but they're all now forming in a much warmer, much wetter climate, and the sea level is rising. Especially in our region, from North Carolina to Massachusetts, sea level rise is accelerating at almost three times the rest of the world because of the local changes, Greenland ice melting, Gulf Stream changes, and so on. So the storm surge will also get worse with time.
And I want to point out, because when you mention global warming or climate change, particularly here in the United States and particularly here in Washington, those terms have become politicized, and people debate about, well, is it caused by humans? Should we be funding research into this? All that kind of thing. But what you just said, those are facts. The water is warming.
Yes.
The sea level is rising.
Yes.
Yeah. And so these weather events that would form anyway, how does that impact those weather events? For example, could that contribute to a storm like Sandy developing the way it developed?
Yes. I mean, from the fundamental level, we know for sure that we have increased greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, which immediately leads to increase in temperature. And with each degree centigrade warming, we get about 7% increase in humidity. And this comes from evaporation. So even dry places are evaporating and losing water, and that water is being supplied to wetter places. So we end up having dry places becoming drier, wet places becoming wetter. And with this, the rainfall goes up, and it's harder to rain in a wetter atmosphere. So it rains only about 2% more, and it rains fewer times. So you get much stronger rains. So it pours when it rains. Mm-hmm. And the same goes into storms. When the storms form, the instabilities are much stronger, and they are much stronger than before. So even though the total number of hurricanes may not go up, we know for sure from fundamental science that Category 4 and 5 hurricanes are going to go up in the coming years and decades.
So the storms that do develop will be stronger storms.
Much stronger storms will form.
So what can be, and this is a short segment that we've got here, we could do an 8-hour special on this, but is there anything that we can do? And I know this is where some of the debate comes from. You know, I know that many countries are beginning to try to control their emissions and all that kind of thing. Do we think that that will have a positive impact, or is it too little too late?
It may not be too little too late yet, because there are two aspects to it. One is mitigation, where we actually try to reduce the emissions we are putting into the atmosphere. The other is adaptation, where if we had, for example, some kind of a buffer or a seawall outside New York, could we have prevented the surge that got into the subway and so on? So adaptation is a priority right now, especially for places that are more vulnerable. And mitigation is a longer-term plan, which includes things like geoengineering, where you would have to sequester carbon somewhere. But research and plans from both are going forward.
Does it, you know, some people argue, some politicians and others argue, look, the Earth evolves in a variety of ways over time. This may be something that would naturally have occurred anyway without human input. But is that beside the point? Because even if it has nothing to do with what we are doing to the environment, is it something that we still need to be worried about and try to do something about, try to influence?
Yeah, I mean, we do know that in the past, climate had warmed. When the dinosaurs were around, there was no ice in the Arctic. But the fact is, this is the most rapid warming in Earth's history. And the evidences are multiple. Sea levels rising, temperatures rising, ice melting, snowfall reducing, lakes are not freezing anymore, frost days are fewer, seasons are changing. This is not something that we can attribute to natural change. It's definitely related to our activities. The question is, how fast are things changing, and who will really get harmed by all this? So we definitely have to deal with it, and there are a range of solutions that are being put forth.
It is something that we're going to be focusing on more and more in the days, weeks, and months ahead, certainly. Professor Raghu Murthygudi, a professor of atmospheric and ocean science at the University of Maryland, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.